During the final day of markups to the fiscal year 2013 budget for the Department of Defense, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved an amendment sponsored by Senator Mark Begich. The amendment places a one-year moratorium on any action that reduces the civilian workforce on military bases, which would put a halt to the proposed F-16 move from Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks to the Joint Base in Anchorage. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
The military is not required to notify Congress of its intent to move forward with a base relocation and closure, or BRAC, process when the on-base civilian workforce falls under 300 employees. In an interview earlier this week, Senator Mark Begich said he's concerned that the Air Force's plan to relocate the Aggressor Squadron to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson would make a BRAC possible at Eielson Air Force Base in the future.
They're slowly picking away at it, so by 2015, there'll be so few people at the base that they will be able to qualify to basically close the base without any process of any kind.
In comments released by his office, Senator Begich says his amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act slows the process when the military announces any plans to reduce the on-base civilian workforce.
For the next year, they can't do anything until they show us real cost savings, not only today, but over a period of time. But also, this moves now and ensures that and directs the appropriators to kind of close it off by cutting any money that would be used by Eielson to move those F-16s.
Begich's amendment also requires the General Accounting Office to develop objective criteria for base realignment actions in the future. Last week, Representative Don Young included a similar amendment to the House version of the bill. Now that the Armed Services Committee has completed its markups, the National Defense Authorization Act moves to the Senate floor. There's no word on when that might happen. Senators will be in recess until the first week in June. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.